Everybody, welcome to Survivor with Jay, Jack, and Colleen. My name is Jay.
I'm Colleen.
And I'm way overconfident, Andrew Savage.
And welcome to the show. How are you guys doing?
Sorry if it didn't sound as enthusiastic the third time I said it.
Hold on, you only said it once before, in all fairness.
No, because I practiced it once before I did it, so that's three times. So the third time is just like, forget it, I'm done.
How do you practice it? Do you like practice in front of a mirror? Like,
I'm not some amateur podcaster like, you know, maybe you. I've come prepared.
Okay, all right. That's good.
I'm just kidding. It was just twice. I was trying to make you feel worse than you already feel, so.
No, I just need to look in the mirror to do that.
Ho!
Ho! Wait, that was digging myself. Hello, everybody, and welcome to Survivor with Jay, Jack, and Colleen. Sorry I was not here last week, but it seems like Shandy did a fantastic job. And actually, you guys were even better without me here, making the highest downloaded ever episode of Survivor with Jay, Jack, and Colleen.
Which wasn't that hard, to be honest. I mean, it's not that difficult.
Wow, thanks. I feel even better now.
you know what I mean.
I think she was trying to pay you a compliment, but it came out like kind of a backhanded compliment.
Yeah, I was trying to say.
It's not like we did that well with you before.
Yeah.
So, like you messing. Yeah, okay. So we went a little higher.
Oh, man.
The show was longer.
It was.
We didn't have someone going, oh, we got to, come on, got to cut this guy. Come on, guys. I got to cut this.
I never say that, though, in all fairness. I feel like I get a bad rap
about my producing
style.
You give me the wrap it up all the time, and it stops me in the middle of my sentence, and it censors me, and that means Jay is censorship.
Am I the man?
Well, you are.
I feel like I'm at the McCarthy hearings.
But thank you again to Shandy last week. From what I hear, it was a fantastic episode.
It was a little PG-13, so we're gonna maybe bring it back down.
Hey, listen, just be you.
I don't know about that one.
So we had a new episode and some hashtag blindsides, and the last woo face we'll get to see
that,
for a little
that
while.
Should have been the best woo face. It wasn't the best woo face.
No, it wasn't. He was like, whatever. Obviously, I can't play this game.
Yeah.
The best woo face was during the gross food challenge.
Yeah.
But we had a new episode, and before we get into that, though, let's talk about what makes this podcast possible. It's you, the listener, through patreon.com/Jay and Jack. With your patronage, contributing whatever you can per month is what pays the bills on all the servers, what pays the bills for our fantastic executive administrator, Colleen, that does a lot of background work for us, as well as pays top flight talent like Dale. What's Dale's middle name?
Lee.
Really? Lee?
Dale Lee Vanderpool,
and he doesn't like his middle name.
Because it sounds like Daly.
Daly.
Oh, Daly.
Daly.
Come here, Daly.
It's all about North Carolina now. So,
I feel like he would just like embrace it.
It's my home state now. I have to root for the Panthers because they're 6-0.
Killing me. But that's neither here nor there.
He's such a front runner.
Oh, yeah.
There I said it.
He's a phony. He's a big phony. But that's neither here nor there. You can listen to that on The Married Man Show, which is also for free for everybody, which you can download on iTunes. And you also check out, for all the Survivor fans out there, we just did a great show with Rob Cesternino, former Survivor contestant and player. His title is greatest player to never win the game, or the smartest player to never win the game. Is that his tagline?
I think it's his tagline.
But it was great having him on. Big thanks to him again.
You know, we should really have him on the Married Man Show.
Yeah,
because he was offering some marriage advice. You know, mm-hmm. So.
Yeah, maybe.
I think so.
Big thanks. We have 87 patrons right now. We're at $628.50 a month. So well on our way to hitting our first goal of $1,000 a month, which will do, I'm sorry, second goal. We've already done
second
our first goal of $500. We'll do a live Married Man Show at $1,000. But for the Survivor fans out there, at $2,000, it's called Jack's Wild Ride. Once we hit that level, we will be releasing Jack's first Survivor audition tape. I have it. It's a VHS copy. It'll be converted to digital. for everybody to enjoy.
I saw it sitting on your by your TV the other day.
No, that's not it.
That's not it? I almost took it and burned it.
You just ruined my plan. I had a decoy tape.
Oh.
So that he would think it was that.
Well, the other one's in the safe, and he doesn't know where the safe is. Or the combination
I'm sure I can find it.
Yeah, it's not like...
If I would have taken the tape, it would have been Hashside Blindside.
But Colleen spoiled it. Thanks, Colleen.
You're welcome.
Anywho, neither here nor there. But thank you to everybody that contributes. And you can go over to patreon.com/janejack, patreon.com/JAYANDJACK to find out more. Just janejack.com to find out more. So thank you to everybody that does contribute. And without further ado, do you think we should get into the Survivor recap?
Yeah.
I think we should do it.
All right. Here we go. We start out with, and I love the episode titles, Bunking with the Devil.
Bunking with the Devil.
We start out with Takeo, and almost a somber way to start it. The camp is sleeping, and Probe shows up, and Dietz got a call from his wife. His son is in the hospital, and he decides to leave the game.
So,
thoughts?
I mean, as a parent, it's heartbreaking. I mean, it was very emotional to, because you just imagine yourself hearing that kind of bad news about your own child, and you hope that you're never in that position. So I was reading an article, I'd put it in the Google Docs, that he needed the heart transplant because he had complications of an enlarged heart. So
Cindy was asking me, I go, I don't know. I stayed spoiler free. I go, Colleen's known for months about this, but I had no idea. I thought someone got bit by a snake or a rat, something like that. And I saw the rats. I saw the rats. I go, well, how does Jeff know that they're already bit? And no one seems to be screaming. So anyway, I did like how Cass must have got to the chapter cry on command. No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding.
I think it's because
I'm just giving her heart. I mean, it's a sad thing.
You know, something I hated before I was a parent is when parents say, you'll understand when you have kids, just being a parent is just different. I hated when parents said that. But now as a parent, I was saying this. It's like, it's just different when you're a parent.
It is different when you're a parent. You don't understand. Take that, Oprah.
Aw, poor Oprah.
So I know that there's been a little bit of a debate amongst the fans. Is this considered a evac or a quit? And I think they evacuated him. I mean, Probst pretty much said, I'm here because I'm here to take you from the game. Your wife and the doctor said that, you know, need.
Well,
to
I think
come
it's
home.
It's a neither, right? He didn't quit.
No, he did. That you can't put him. Quitting. Anyone putting him in the quitter category is an idiot. I'm calling you out because that's not quitting. That's your again. Anyone saying that doesn't have kids,
right? And I think that Savage and Wigglesworth kind of said it best when they said, you know, your heart and soul's in this game, but as soon as you realize that, you know, there's something wrong with your child in the outside world, you'll drop everything and go. I mean, there's nothing.
Wigglesworth
more
said she'd swim, and I believe
I did too. I mean, we've seen it. Hopefully, she'll make it a little bit further. But she did.
Kelly, we have a boat, Kelly. Oh well, she'll be back.
But yeah, Cass is upset and says you have to be a parent to get how tough it is to get a call like that.
She goes, Spencer wouldn't understand. Because Spencer's never told anyone he even loves.
That's right. That was the subtext there.
So there.
We almost have a somber Survivor title screen. But coming back from that, we do have the reward challenge where everybody finds out that Dietz left the game, and that's where you have a lot of emotions there.
Can I go back and say something, though? They're all saying, you know, like Keith said, we got to do it for Terry. They're all saying that. They were going to vote him out the first chance they had.
Yes, that's right. Keith said, let's bring one home for Terry.
Yeah, but they were going to vote him out.
Yeah, I know, and that's why it was really funny that Kelly Wentworth was the first person to get up and hug him. Like, let me pull you out from under that bus because you're leaving anyway. You're driving it away.
I think then the game was off, but it did find it funny that they're, we got to win one for Terry. But we were
because again, I think it's that's where you're right. You do turn the game off because it's like I think to everybody's point here, you know, everybody that has a child would know or would sympathize immediately, right? Like I was getting emotional and I'm just sitting here watching it on TV. So I think that's when the game turns off. And I think Keith's being genuine when he says, let's win one for Terry.
I think that Jay would have been, if you were there, he said, I'm trying to sleep.
Let's wrap it up, guys. Let's wrap it up.
I was having a good dream. Thanks a lot. Got a big challenge tomorrow.
Hey, sleep is important. It's an important thing.
Yes, but
it looks like they were sleeping pretty good too. Didn't have any problems sleep.
Were you sleeping weird? He had this weird kind of.
Why are we analyzing how he's sleeping?
I just thought it was interesting. That's all
right, let's go back to the challenge.
Well, we drop the buffs again and again. Probe sets them up perfectly with, do you guys really like your tribes? Do you feel strong like a family? and you see kind of Joe already taking off his buff because he knows what's coming.
His savage is like, I'm going to go hug you and kiss you right now.
Yeah. And the tribes are re-merged into Takeo.
Takeo.
And,
it's only been 6 weeks of watching it.
It's a Cassio. It's a Takeo. And Bayon and Savage thanks the survivor gods. Savage is very boastful. A little.
I never noticed before. He has some awful white teeth. They're bright. He's got some bright teeth.
You think they're awful though, or
no? They're really just really bright. I mean, it's like was it Amazing Race last season where the dentist team had the really bright teeth.
Right. Oh yeah,
hey, he paid a lot of money for those teeth because I don't know if you've heard this, but he has a hot wife.
He does have a hot wife, and I was going to make a joke about the heart, but I said no. We did that last week.
It's kind of interesting though. They spoke about this is the second week in a row that we've had heart transplant mentioned with Wu's mom last week and Abby's grandma, auntie, somebody, whoever.
I'm surprised Abby didn't say, well, at least I didn't go home.
I had a ligament replaced in my knee.
No, you weren't here for the joke, Jay.
Oh, I wasn't. Oh, I'm sorry.
Or were you here for the joke?
I don't know.
I don't remember. It's been so long.
I love inside jokes. I'd love to be a part of one someday. It's an office quote for those at home. Wu is most closest to Savage and is excited to be with him.
Most closest.
Spencer is tepid about being on a tribe with his arch nemesis, Cass.
What is he, Batman or something?
This is my problem with Spencer's. I feel he's just too over the top with some of his dialogue. I feel it's too cheesy.
He is going out there for the quotes at this point. I am totally
convinced.
But
they're like cheesy quotes. It's not like Varner where it was like, you know, it seemed genuinely crazy.
Because it was genuinely crazy.
But like Spencer's just like, oh my God, could we have any more like
just But I just, schtick? I think that's Spencer's, I think that's Spencer being funny.
Well, trying to be funny.
I think that's his personality. I just think that's who he is. I don't even think he's joking. Yeah. You don't, how often do you see him laugh?
I don't know. I think that they were playing up their rivalry a lot throughout the episode because they knew they would get them screen time.
I get it, but it seemed like disingenuous. Like it didn't seem, I don't know, it just seemed forced to me. Is that just me? Their whole rivalry? Yeah. So Fishback sees the obvious target on his team is Wentworth, but he's still terrified. And then we have the slip and slide ring toss reward challenge. Where we see some of the best, sportsmanship from Mr. Fishback. I don't want to get Colleen upset.
No,
I know
it's
she's
fine.
A big fan of Fishback.
Who runs worse, Nicolas Cage or Fishback? I mean, I was like, oh my God, I hate picking on the guy, but man.
Can we get a slow mo Baywatch run of him and just see?
I think there's going to be a Baywatch run of Kimmy and Abby.
Get him and Fishbeck and Nicolas Cage and what's that movie where they're looking for the
National Treasure?
National Treasure, because he's an ugly runner. So get them side by side and we'll have a contest. Who's the worst runner?
Oh yeah, it wasn't his best showing, and then he's just completely missing it. Joe's like, throw it at the post.
his throw went like 3 feet.
He was like, throw it at the post. Like, I'm glad that now they know they have to make sure that they can tell. They have to tell him which target he's got to hit, just in case there was any confusion. But even Jeremy before that made that comment, like, you can do this. You got this. Just relax, bro.
But even came back, like, Jeremy was almost yelling, like, dude, you got to have confidence in yourself. Like,
you got to believe in yourself.
Yeah.
Because I've done so well in the challenges.
and then we have Abby almost blowing it.
Oh, my God. I don't know.
But she comes back to win it, and then we have maybe the most well loved quote of the episode for maybe the ladies at home: "Oil up, Joe."
Oh
and,
Tasha
seemed to like it in some of the.
Hey, you know he's a handsome guy.
Okay. Lots of oil there, Joe. Oil.
Oh, you missed a spot. You missed a spot, yeah. Joe.
Let me help you.
Let me help you.
All you need is Jeff going, look at the oil he's putting on him. All over his body. He's going to slide everywhere.
Oh, my God. Wigglesworth is pitted against Wentworth, and Old School wins.
Yeah.
We were pulling for Wigglesworth here. Were you pulling for Wigglesworth?
I have Wigglesworth going all the way, so.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So we were pulling for Wigglesworth.
I thought you said Wentworth.
No, I'm sorry. Wigglesworth.
They need to change their names.
I was hoping that Wigglesworth, showed that youngin.
How
she's
it's
pretty,
done.
She's
it's
pretty
done.
Toned. She must work out. She's pretty.
Yeah, I think so. I have a similar workout regimen, so I
can speak to that. Yes, and you have a completely similar physique, too.
Thank
you.
You
and Jeremy, sometimes I get you guys confused.
I know. It's like.
In the dark, I'm like, wait, is this.
Yeah, Jay, they would be yelling you to oil up and then put you over a fire.
I got enough to spare, that's for sure.
I haven't eaten in 16 days.
Savage is excited about his new tribe. I'm not going anywhere.
I turn to my wife. I go, guess who's going home?
Yeah. I know. I said the same thing to Jay. I was like, I think that's his GG quote for the episode.
And I didn't know what GG was, but I guess it's good game.
Yes. That's what Jay Fisher explained to me anyway, so...
Mm-hmm. That's what I say when I'm playing online.
If that's not what it is, then please tweet at @J_Fisher.
I say GG when I tell someone good game or something.
We go to commercial break. We come back, and Takeo returns to their winner's spread, and Spencer is super awkward with Cass. It was bugging me. The whole Spencer Cass thing was bugging me because it seemed totally.
It was totally
phony.
Played up.
No, yeah. He doesn't like her.
I get it, but it just felt. Ugh, fake.
When you don't like somebody, and there's people that you just don't click with, you don't like. She screwed up his game the last time, right?
Yeah, well, thanks. Well, she tried to screw up everybody's game.
Yeah,
screw up everybody's game. She only finished. She would have won. Yeah, if Wu had taken her to the end.
No, Wu would have still won because I think everybody hated Cass. Remember they said
Wu, no, but they said at the well, then she would have been second. Whatever.
Yeah, there's no way because that was Wu's biggest mistake.
Exactly.
But I just, I don't think it's phony. I just think I think he's socially awkward at times.
It may just be. It's just Spencer in general.
He's young. He's only 22. And that's like, she's like his, could be his mom, right? She's in her 40s. So it's just kind of awkward to be talking to someone that you don't really like and feel comfortable with. And you made all those comments behind her back on the last time you're there. And it's just, and I think Cass holds a grudge.
Yeah.
And so does Spencer.
Right. And that's fine. It was just, I don't know if they could have hammered the point home. I guess maybe Abby wasn't giving them a lot this episode or something.
She had food.
Or maybe like Wigglesworth started crying in the beginning and they were so thrown off that it just screwed up.
She's showing emotion.
What? She answered a question when we asked her? Shocking.
So is she literally refusing to do a talking head, or
no,
is she just that boring? They're not really using any of it.
I think she's just that boring. Oh, Dalton Ross was talking about it in his...
What did he say?
He just mentioned that she's not giving them anything. Like, she's not really saying a whole lot. She's not... When they ask her questions, she isn't... Like, okay, so they asked Spencer that question about Cass, probably, and he delivered. He gave them, all this material to work with. Kelly probably would have said something like... Yeah, I don't really like Cass very much. I'm kind of nervous to be on a drive with her.
Or maybe she's playing smart. She doesn't want it getting out.
That's true, because there's been allegations in the past from other survivors.
Right, that they do say, just Monica. Didn't Monica say something last week?
Yeah, Monica even said that production was kind of... She alleged it.
She alleged it. It's not fact. But right. She's alleged it.
But anyway, I don't know. It is what it is.
Because I think Kelly's a target because she made it to number two. She could have won if it weren't. She didn't make.
She lost by a vote.
If she wasn't a rat, she would have won.
Which she wasn't. Like that. I get the whole speech. It's legendary, but she wasn't.
But at that time, Susan. I forgot her name all of a sudden. Sue Hawk. She felt that was real.
Oh, I get it. I mean, it was real.
It was the first show. It wasn't. to her at games, she thought they were friends, and Kelly made the right move by getting rid of her, but she took it personal,
yeah.
Which some people do take it personal. But at that point, it was a game, and it wasn't an act. It was real. But I think Kelly, maybe she's just trying to not bring attention to herself, because she should have been. Be honest with you, she probably should have been voted out sooner already.
Yep. So we go to Savage, who loves Spencer like a son, and that's why he's going to kick him out.
Exactly. I feel bad lying to the kid. You know, if I had a son like that, I'd be happy.
We then go to Bayon.
But he'd be a little hotter, because I have a hot wife.
Exactly. And at that point, it was 8:23, and I just thought to myself, and I said to you, I said, nope, this is way too early for Spencer to go home. So we can all count on him being the one that doesn't go home tonight.
We then go to Bayon, and Kimmy burns a chicken, to which Keith ironically says, what an idiot. Or is it dummy? Was it dummy?
What
or
a dummy,
idiot?
I think.
Well, he goes, I got this. Yeah, I got, you're going to burn it. Kimmy, and then she burns it. What happened? What happened?
It's like, oh, shoot. It's like, come on. Yeah. Joe wants to try and keep Kelly Wentworth. What did you think about this move? I thought this was a bad move by Joe. We can get into Fishback's response to it, but let's focus on the Joe actual move first.
I think Joe said he didn't want to bring attention to himself.
Yeah.
Right? So what's the first thing he does? Brings attention to himself.
Yeah.
But can we ask how you know, they're not out there taking showers. How is Joe's hair?
I don't know. Maybe the greasier it gets, the better those curls just stay in place.
With curly hair, you don't want to wash your hair that often because the natural oils will make it look better. So
I guess. I'm just looking like, he looked like he just came out of a salon and had it blown. And people are like, why are you noticing a guy's hair? I noticed hair.
You notice hair. That's
I
noticed.
That's my thing. I notice hair, and I'm like going, how does his hair look that way? Oh my God.
It's just not fair.
No,
it's just not fair.
But I go, Joe.
All right, let's talk about this whole scene, and then let's discuss whether or not, because I think that there's a lot of different angles of this that we could talk about. So let's finish this scene, and then let's discuss this.
Are you wrapping us up right now? I feel like you're pushing.
I feel like I'm being told to go a different direction.
Yeah.
Then we can talk about the different strategic angles behind each player of this point.
So I think it's a bad move by Joe. I think, to Jack's point,
I thought that we were gonna talk about the scene and then talk about.
Oh, okay. I mean, that's fine. Tells the plan to Fishback and Tasha, and Fishback freaks out, and he wants Joe gone now. Jeremy doesn't like that Joe's doing that.
Jeremy did say, I don't want to do Joe first, to which every woman watching was like, we'll do it.
Did you see the oil thing, Jeremy? Look at the hair, Jeremy.
I'll go.
Well, I mean, he wants to have more patience, a.k.a. I need a Joe shield, which I think, to Jeremy's point, is a great one.
Right? Yeah.
Jeremy's playing a smart game right now, and he's trying to get Fishback to chill.
Yeah, he is.
Well, the problem is each of those three players, all four of them involved, actually, they were all doing what was best for them. So Fishback gets very emotional in his confessional, and he's talking about,
I let the golden boy stay and lost.
I couldn't figure out what he was crying about at first, and I go, oh, okay, all right.
I mean, was he the last man on this show, on this season, to cry? I think we've seen everybody else except maybe Keith cry.
Did Spencer cry? Oh, I guess Spencer cried.
Yes. Oh,
yeah. Yeah, that's right.
Spencer cried like 2 minutes in, I think.
Wow.
I think Spencer's cried every episode so far.
I thought it'd be with Cass. That was a good cry, though. That was like, he couldn't even, you know.
But I think he's.
Yeah,
I think
that wasn't any like, you know, fake for the camera tears.
I think he's over emotional, though. Like, I get it, but it's almost, it's. He's
losing his head. He's got to keep his head.
It's like he's playing the worst game possible for a second chance because he's letting the past influence him too much, and almost it's like this burden that he's had. It seems like that he made a mistake. It's eating him away.
He should realize he's so bad in the challenges that if he just makes it to the merge, he's not really a threat.
Right.
Except for his...
Well, no, strategic-wise.
Strategic-wise. Strategy-wise. Strategy-wise, he would be. But right now, like I said, if he could make it to the merge, I think he could go far because... Like if someone like a Savage or a Spencer gets there or someone, you know, like a Jeremy, they're not going to worry about his physical threat.
Right. But, I mean, he knows that Savage is gunning for him anyway.
Yeah, that's true.
I think that, I think Jeremy obviously definitely came off the best out of this whole scene where he was, you know, he knows that he wants a Joe Shield and he was pretty much doing that. I mean, I would assume, from what we've seen, that that was why he wanted to keep it Bayon strong.
Well, Jeremy's very calm. He's just sitting in his hammock, you know, rocking back and forth. But that could be that you have Fishbeck running around. I would think that you got to think about voting him out.
I don't think he's long for this game, and I will admit that I don't.
Well,
think...
and it's like Fishbeck's so focused on I got to get Joe out. No matter what I do, I need to get my team behind voting Fish and. And really, Jeremy has the right play there. Like, what? Yeah. There's no need to freak out about Joe. Like, everybody's going to want to get him off anyway.
Yeah, he's let the other people be the bad guy.
Yeah,
right. Because even if he goes on an immunity run, even Mike lost. Yeah, an immunity.
Nobody's going to win them all.
Right.
Yep.
But Joe, I mean. Joe should have played it a little bit cooler, and he should have at least waited to see if the conversation about keeping Kelly came up. I would have maybe put some feelers out, but I wouldn't have said anything until I knew for sure that my team was going to try.
Well, he was talking with Fishbeck and who was it? Was it Cass?
Tasha.
He says right to with Fishbeck standing there. Well, Kimmy's like she's a weak player.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
I go, you're saying it right to Steven, and Steven's like, okay, I'm probably weaker than Kimmy.
Yeah, and if you go back at the edge of the screen, you can see Steven's face is like, oh.
Yeah. So that was a huge mistake on Joe's part. He knows that he just watched him slide and throw away and run.
Look, I don't know. I don't want to say that I've been saying this the whole time, but I have been saying the whole time that they were setting it up for a Savage Joe Steven showdown from the very first episode. I think Jay and Shut Up Tim both told me that I was making too much of my theory that was what's going to happen. But that is totally what's going to happen.
I said you could be right.
Thank you.
So if you're wrong, I said, well, you could be right.
But
and
you
if
did.
You're right, I said, well, you could be right.
I didn't guarantee it.
But I'm just going to say a big fat I told you so if that's what happens in the next couple of episodes.
It's my Switzerland blood. Just right in the middle there. I'm not... not choosing one way or the other.
There you go.
So you're still long on Fishbeck then, Colleen?
Yes, I can't deny that. This
so I will
gave
say
me...
for those I watch every episode with. Well, if I'm home with Colleen, and every episode, there's a certain point in the episode like Fishbeck's going home. I know it. He's going home. I just have to make peace with it. And this was that point after he broke down. So I know
like,
Colleen
oh, God,
says she's long on Fishbeck. And I always pulled a Jeff Probst on her. Like, you think he's going to go all the way? Because every episode, there's a certain point where she's like,
Fishbeck's going home. At one point did I think he was going home tonight.
Really?
Yeah.
Hey, they set it up so well.
Well, Jeremy still needs him. He needs Joe, but he also needs Fishbeck. He needs them.
That's a very good point. And I should have reminded myself because there was one point during the challenge and I was like, that's it. This is it. I mean, but then when he ate that bug so fast or whatever it was, or the tongue.
Redemption.
I was like, oh, God.
He can eat. We found something he can do. Luckily, it wasn't take a machete. And chop the bug up because he would keep messing the bug.
Oh.
Well, let's get into the hashtag immunity challenge.
Talk about that.
We have a classic.
Can I just say, of all the challenges, because you always picture yourself on the show. Well, if you try to be on the show, that would be the one I'd be like, oh.
Yeah. Yeah. The gross food challenge. Call back to first season. They did it a lot earlier on and they didn't do it for a while. Now it seems to be coming back a little bit. We have some awesome hashtag woo face.
oh my god, it was amazing movie.
Spencer had some faces too.
Oh yeah, oh yeah. And we start off with the first one, which is spiders. At that point, I was like, nope. Or the tarantulas. I was like, I'm done. I would just walk away.
You wouldn't have eaten you'd been a Kimmy?
Yeah, I would have Kimmy. I'm deathly afraid of spiders. I'm going to put one in my mouth. Are you kidding me? Hell no.
You just tell yourself it's a bird or something. You just
oh, go, God, no.
Why would you tell yourself it's a bird? I would tell myself
something other than something other than
tell yourself it's a crocodile.
It's a steak sandwich.
Myself, yes, exactly.
That's not believable. Just say it's.
It's just a slice of pizza, a very crunchy slice of pizza.
It's just a spider.
Just tell yourself it's a type of waterfowl.
What's his name last year? It said protein. Gotta have protein.
That's what Rupert tweeted, actually.
Oh, did he?
I swear to God, there was a... Hold on. There was a Rupert tweet about the...
I think that it's just... It's fabulous. I think I could eat.
Okay, here it is. Here it is.
What'd he say? Anytime.
It's all protein. As long as you can keep it down, you don't mind. That's what she said. This is making me hungry.
Ah. We have the giant water beetle, pig's nose, deep fried frog.
That to me was the worst one.
Guys, just a straight up pig's nose.
Because it'd be slimy. You're looking at it's a nose. It's a nose to a pig.
I feel like the deep fried frog would have been the easiest. I feel like
the fried stuff because it's crunchy and it probably loses it probably lost most of its guts. It all got
which is the one that Abby Maria had to do because she was doing that like a pro.
I think it was pig's nose.
Was that pig's nose?
Yeah, she scarfed down the pig.
Steven real quick, and then Abby was right behind him. So maybe that's a delicacy in Brazil or something. I'm kidding. I really don't know if
you
it
know,
is or not.
So you have the brains, and Kimmy tells Wu, this is all you. I'm just going to enjoy watching you eat this. What were your thoughts about it? Because she is a vegetarian, well-known on this show.
She did that her first time around.
Yep.
And I think it cost her. I think with that and her fight with Alicia, if I remember the name correctly.
Yep, Alicia.
But I tell you right now, if I'm on a tribe with someone, I don't even care if she's in my alliance. If you don't try and win the challenge, I'm going to vote you off.
But if it's
know,
like
I
your
think...
belief of not eating,
I don't care.
I kind of support her on it, just standing with it because it's just a game, and you're gonna give up your convictions for the game.
That's great. That's your convictions, but I'm trying to win, and you're hurting my team.
So I mean, that's again that you're I
get that if that's what she wants to believe in, if she's willing to get voted out for that, I back her up 100%. But I'd probably lead the way to vote her out because how can you if she what happens something else you can't count on her. What if it's one of those challenges where you have the big slab of meat hanging on a rope and you got to pull it off to?
This has never been a challenge.
Yeah, there's been several challenges where they have
a slab of meat.
She can touch meat. She just doesn't want to eat it.
Yeah.
No, they have meat on the thing and you've seen those challenges.
No, what challenge are you talking about?
You must stop watching it back then.
Is it like a pig roasting challenge?
Yeah, they would have they'd have meat on there and they have your hands tied behind your back and you had to go and grab the meat. Off the thing and spit it into a big.
Oh,
a big
I know
bucket.
Exactly what you're talking about.
You had to get so much weight. She'd
they
be
did
like,
that in
no, I could swallow some of it.
They did that in the Philippines.
Yeah, they've done it twice.
That's
it's
right.
Like,
that's
it's
right.
Like, it's like one of the most grossest challenges ever, but they're like, grab a piece of me. Arr!
Or South Pacific or something.
Right.
Didn't
you can't count. I mean, you have to be able to count on your tribe. And if you can't count on someone. And she doesn't even. I get it. That's
well, at that point, it might be an individual challenge, so she just.
It was in South Pacific.
These were the meat thing was a team challenge.
Okay.
Yeah, it was in Survivor South Pacific, and it was deemed the most disgusting challenge in Survivor history.
Yes.
So it was you rip the meat off of, you use your mouth to rip the meat off of the huge hunk of what used to be a pig, and the tribe that got the most meat into their bin won.
Yeah.
Okay. Wow. Yay, Jack.
There you go. So
I think I blocked that one from my memory.
I'm not taking any chances that there's going to be a meat challenge. And it's just to me, it's just, you're just letting the team down.
So you don't want to eat meat on Survivor?
No.
I'm just kidding. No meat challenges.
We then go to a scorpion eating challenge. Yeah. It's rough.
Yeah. Why did Sierra go back up twice?
It seems like they may not have had a choice, because why would you? Because even for the duck embryo, why would you put Cass back up there?
Why did Kimmy go up there again anyway?
Yeah, no, I agree. But did they not have a choice?
Well, she already went.
You'd
want to
send your best eaters.
If you've already gone up there once,
maybe if you won, you couldn't go back again. Maybe.
No, I didn't hear the rule.
Yeah.
I didn't hear the rule where they said you couldn't go. Yeah. You know,
it's a good question.
I'm sure that somewhere it'll come out on something.
Maybe you couldn't go back to back, but still, there were 7 of them.
Yeah.
Right.
I mean, it worked out for Kimmy that it didn't, but you saw their face.
Yeah, they were ticked off.
Fishbeck and
Joe
looked and went, ugh. You know, because they don't want to get voted out.
Right. But so the grossest one, and it's hard to figure out which would be the grossest one, but
I think the duck embryo, because that's like a actual full on.
I think
duck.
Psychologically, that would have been the grossest one.
Who is yelling? Cass is gonna throw up.
But Tasha, man, and she, even going up, I was like, oh, Tasha's gonna win this, because she had like
the
little
rope a
dope, you know, Muhammad Ali dance going on.
You knew Cass couldn't. She couldn't eat the last thing she was trying to eat.
Right. Yeah. No, but Tasha went up with swagger, and I was like, oh, she's got this.
Yeah.
Can I just say though, when after
Jeremy
walks up, takes a bite of the duck embryos, are walking away, and she's like, did you just eat that? I was like, haven't eaten in 16 days, Jeff.
He just said to him, really?
Yeah.
I've eaten 16 days, Jeff.
That was awesome.
That's probably one of my favorite parts of the episode.
That was one of my favorite. I think that might be in my top favorite moments out of the seasons I've seen ever. That was so awesome. And
it was in Cass's mouth, too.
All right. He mama bird, baby bird it.
There you go.
And then we have Cass saying, Spencer.
So then we go to confessional, and they're talking about, so Spencer's definitely a little nervous about going back to camp, and Cass has a confessional, and she repeats Spencer's famous quote after that Sarah Merge Boot vote from Cagayan: Spencer Bledsoe, 0% chance of winning the game.
Which means now that Spencer is going to win the game.
Yeah.
I know, I said that. I was like, damn it, that means Spencer has 100% chance of winning the game. And that was the moment when I knew that he wasn't going
to. How funny would it be if it's Spencer and Cass are in the three?
I would love that. I mean, if Cass beat him.
Spencer, and Abby. You'd rather have Cass than Spencer?
I'd rather have Cass win than Spencer. I mean,
really?
Spencer's... Okay, all we've seen of him the last 6 episodes now is him being on the bottom and then whining about how he's on the bottom and then talking about how he's grown, and it's hopeful new day, so yay, but today is going to be the day that I'm not on the bottom, and then he's on the bottom, but then he somehow manages to pull through, and...
He's only 22, though.
Mm-hmm.
He's just a kid.
Do you think he's going to get to the tribal council and be like, started at the bottom, now I'm here? No.
Yeah. That's what I would say.
Let's forget that I ever just did
that. That was good. That's a good Drake reference there. I'm proud of you.
Thanks.
So then we go from commercial break, go back to KO, and we used to call me on the cell phone. You will probably get that, Jack, because that's another Drake reference. But Wu says...
We've been listening to that song a lot.
Wu says...
it's on the Spotify.
Wu says, Spencer's definitely going home, also known as Bye Bye Wu.
Bye Bye Wu.
Sierra doesn't like that her name is being thrown around, and she
wants... Can I just say something?
What?
That strategy never works.
Yeah, I know.
It never works. It
I said,
why do you don't... What he should have done is gone to Wu.
Absolutely.
Look, Wu should have been his first choice.
Because Wu
would have
gone along with it.
Wu would have said, Wu's easy going.
Yeah.
He's like, you're telling, oh, Sierra, you know what? Every time you put someone like that, we're just going to bring up your name, but you're not going home. Don't worry. It always backfires.
Yes.
Every time.
It always backfires.
And how many times the people that they say, oh, I'm going to put your name down, and then they get voted out and they never even protested? It's just never a good idea. You're right. And we always, I think the fans always grumble about, well, you know, why did that person say that they would let, you know, that you could put my name down? Or, you know, why? And good for Sierra. I wouldn't have either. I would have had a problem with it, too.
Because it also shows, well, where am I in this alliance? Oh, I'm the
fifth
one?
Exactly.
You're telling people where they stand in the alliance.
Exactly. And Sierra, if Savage had seen any of Sierra's...
She voted off her mom.
Right. Well, if she... Yes. But if she had seen, he had seen any of her previous season, the reason that Hayden got Sierra to go to Rox was because he made her realize just how much she was on the bottom.
Right.
So... That was really stupid to, you know, he should have been smart enough to go to somebody like Wu and, you know, like you said, because Wu would have gone for it.
Wu would have gone for it and it wouldn't have ruffled anybody's feathers.
You mean rustled feathers?
Yeah, rustled feathers.
You know, you rustle feathers.
You rustle feathers. But yeah, I just was the whole time I'm going, oh, wait, we're going to have a confession with Sierra getting mad that her name was brought up.
Yeah, absolutely.
I wouldn't want my name. I would be upset.
Yeah.
I'd be like, wait a minute. But she was smart not to do it in front of him.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
She played the smarter game today than over Andrew Savage. He was way too confident.
Yeah.
Hey, let's pretend. What would have happened if Savage had said to Abby, hey, Abby, we're going to put your name down?
You're dead to me.
You're dead to me.
I'm sorry. I mean, I like you, but you're dead to me.
I had ligament transplant. I almost died.
Savage, but I have a hot wife.
I mean, she's not as hot as you, Abby. Okay. I mean, Jeremy's the only one that's actually. I think Jeremy and Joe.
Jeremy,
I think has gotten buffer over time.
I know. How does he look better since starting the game?
Joe is sneaking off to some salon. And there must be some Nautilus place over there where
Jeremy's hitting the survivor.
Jeremy's
gym.
Working out and he's getting some protein shakes or something. I don't know what it is.
No, he's pulling a arrow.
Oh, is he just doing?
He's like swinging from tree branch to tree branch.
Is that what it is? Okay.
Like what do you call it? The arrow does where he jumps up with the bar up the ladder thing.
You call it something I can't do.
Yeah. Oliver Queen is awesome.
But I would put it out there. I think Jeremy has the hottest. Beach bod.
Okay. So you're okay. You're okay with Jeremy.
Yeah.
What about his face?
His face is great.
He's got a great face.
Symmetrical.
Anyway.
Well, Sierra wants to cut out Wu.
She wants to cut down Wu. I understand. Why does she want to get Wu and not Savage? Because Wu is the outsider.
Sense.
He was the because she was with Savage on the first Bayon, and Wu was the only one that was on Takeo. Is that what it was?
Maybe they could get, if they got Wu off and they have Savage still with, Savage still has to vote with them.
True, but now that we've seen the previews for the next episode, which we won't talk about until the end, they
don't know what's going on. But I think that had to be the theory, the thinking behind it.
Right. Well, no, I know that they didn't know that what's going on.
Because the move
next,
for me is voting off
Savage.
No, Spencer.
Well, yes, no, absolutely. I think that they should.
I don't know how Spencer keeps staying every week.
Maybe Monica in her exit interviews had. No, I'm just kidding again. I don't know. Spencer is. I mean, he's more Teflon than Varner was. Obviously,
yeah,
Varner is in a better place right now.
I mean, how many times can Spencer be on the bottom of the?
Spencer is such a threat. He's so good at the game. He's good at the challenges. But you know, let's vote someone else off.
Well, here's the thing that chaos. this is where I feel like the whole Chaos Cass and Spencer feud is kind of BS because
you think she saved him? They had a pregame thing where they were
not pregame, but just she ended up not voting for him. Chaos Cass returns. She tells Spencer the plan. Why say that if he's your sworn enemy and you don't like each other?
No, not sworn enemy. Arch nemesis. Jay, get it right.
Okay, but same
difference. She has two people on her shoulders. Mild Manner Cass and Chaos Cass. And she just has to listen to both. And
right.
Sometimes you get confused.
Sometimes you get confused.
I go, you could have voted Savage off, but I still would have said, okay, Spencer. Because Spencer is better. He's more of a thinker. He's smart. He's probably the smartest guy out there. He needs to go.
I would agree.
He should have been got before they voted Monica.
Well, Savage is the right move except for the whole saying, we're going to say Sierra's going
right.
Home.
I think that they...
Because keeping Wu is smart. He's not a threat. He can win the last game, the last challenge, and you will still win the game if you're there with him.
Right.
So
even though he has to lower his shield down and play more cutthroat. I mean, I just think he's just an honest guy.
Yeah.
Right.
He's not made for this game.
Plus, he's good. Plus, he's good in the challenges.
He is.
He's better than Spencer in the challenges.
Well, he won. He won the last challenge in his previous game.
Right.
And he still lost. He brought Tony with him. So then we go to Tribal Council, hashtag Tribal Council. We have a hashtag Blindside Woo. Were you guys surprised?
No.
Yeah, unfortunately, no.
I was hoping that somehow Abby's name would get thrown in there and they would end up voting Abby off because I'm so darn tired of Abby.
But she is beautiful.
She is beautiful. I mean,
she's the one everybody wants to take with her to the inn.
That's true. She's the goat.
You know, Tasha is probably like crossing her fingers, like, please let it be Abby.
I wasn't shocked at all.
No, I was bummed because I really think that I'm kind of getting Spencer overkill here. I'm kind of ready to see other people play. I got a little excited that we saw so much from Sierra tonight. I mean, all of a sudden Sierra's out there playing the game, even if I think that I wasn't very pleased with the decision. If they weren't going to do Spencer, then I wish that they had done somebody like Savage.
I think they still think they need him because even though they blindsided him.
Woo is clearly, I think, the obvious.
He's loyal to anybody. Like,
right. I think Woo is clearly the better
choice.
Abby.
He is now.
Well, he didn't write her name down.
Abby put a smiley face.
Oh, you know that she took pleasure in writing that smiley
face. Everyone put sad face, but except Abby, big smile.
No, but Woo said, I'll never write your name down again, and Woo actually kept his promise. So that's why I think that they should have targeted... But
you're talking about Abby, and I don't think Abby plays the game that way.
No, Abby does not play the game that way, but Sierra and Cass, they should have... I don't understand why they didn't want to vote out Savage at that point. I really don't. Woo is going to be loyal to whoever lets him be loyal to them.
I think they were mad at Savage for Woo because... Woo, it seemed like Savage and him had a bond, and he wasn't part of the original alliance.
Right, right.
So,
and I get
so suddenly
that.
They're like, Abby, well, Abby will, you know, whatever.
And I get that that's why they looked at Woo, but I think they should have, I would have hoped that they would have talked it through a little bit more and realized who controls Woo and who, Sierra was more concerned about when they got back together at the merge and keeping the five of them or the six, you know, how many people were in the original Bayon?
They switched so many times.
I can't keep track either. 10, 8, maybe they wanted to keep that strong or something. I don't know, but.
But see, Savage would be at their mercy. He'd have to vote with them just to stay in the game at this point. So he has no power anymore.
True.
Where he thought he was controlling the game, his legs were cut off. Well, we just voted your guy, the guy that's most loyal to you. I mean, Abby even voted against him.
Right.
So the guy that would have voted would have died for Savage.
Right.
So I think that's why they did. They still need Savage because he's part of their alliance, but they chopped his legs off. Say, okay, look, we're going to send you a message.
Right. That's true. So I guess, do you want to talk real quick about the... next time on, since I think there's a little bit there.
Since I didn't see it. So
I know.
Let's...
Can we talk? So we'll say goodbye to you now if you don't watch. If you're one
of
the people.
We do still have tally the votes as well. So.
Oh, okay.
Why don't you tally the votes and then talk about next time?
Sure,
so
absolutely.
That way they just cut it off at the end?
Absolutely.
I had Woo, right?
Let's go over here.
I think I had.
Episode 6 and I'm blanking. Colleen voted for Abby. It's a good pick.
I know.
It's a good pick. Jack went for Terry.
Do I get something for that?
No.
Oh, man.
Because it wasn't voted off because it's tallying the votes here. And I'm blanking. Shandy, sorry, went for Abby for me, which didn't. I mean, I know I didn't get to choose, but I would have went with Woo.
You would not have. He
hashtag,
was
just saying.
No, you
before,
wouldn't have.
Before they merged, he was fine in his group.
He was totally fine.
So the reason I picked Terry is he was on the outs.
I'm going to say, you didn't have it in here, Colleen, but you did get a point last week for Monica. You talked about how you got a point, but I'm going to give you a point here. So currently the tallies are I have one, Colleen has one, Jack has zero.
I had someone that left the game, though.
Doesn't count.
I should get like half a point.
He should get a half a point.
Really, you're gonna give him half a point?
Well,
apparently it was spoiled to high heaven. I just didn't know.
I didn't know it. I stayed spoiler free.
All right. Well, it is a vote. It's a 3-person vote. I will vote not to give him half a point. Jack is obviously going to give himself a point. And Colleen, what is your deciding vote here?
Give himself half point.
All right.
And because on a technicality, though, I would like that notated.
It's your vote, so you can either give him half a point or not give him half a point.
I don't care. I don't want it. Just I don't want the vote.
It's basically kissing his sister. He's getting half the point here.
Because it doesn't matter anyway.
That's fine. Here you go, half a point. So
I don't want the point now.
No, listen, right, so, you have it. Half the point. Yeah,
I shouldn't have. No, I'm not taking it. I don't want to. I shouldn't have to beg.
All right. So who will win it all? Colleen is still in it with Wentworth. Jack is still in it with Wigglesworth. And I, with my very awesome pick, Jeremy, is still in it as well. And next week, who is going home? Colleen, who's your pick to go home next week?
I'm going to say Steven. I think, given the preview and this episode, I think it's going to be Steven.
All right, Fishback. Action Jackson, what do you got for us?
I'm going to go with Joe.
Joe, okay. All right. Merge. I'm gonna say Chaos Cass. I think she is gonna ruffle too many feathers. The tides are gonna turn. All right, those are our picks, and we'll see how it turns out next week. Now it is time. We'll talk about next time on Survivor. Colleen, what do you want to talk about?
Oh, so in the episode for next week...
And just you can stop listening now if you don't want to hear any spoilers.
I'm stopping.
So in the episode for next week, they say that they're merging. So we do see that... So it was kind of odd that they split up into two tribes again for just one vote, which
just to keep it things fresh.
Maybe it's because the Terry thing, too.
Yeah, that was my thing. I think they were planning on doing it anyway, and then... instead of losing two people because of a vote, they lost two people. I mean, I don't know that for sure, but that's only what I can speculate.
Because most of what we do here is speculation.
Exactly. So the preview for next week shows Cass kind of going crazy. And you've got Tasha rolling her eyes. And I mean, the entire preview is pretty much like Cass focused and Cass heavy.
Because she can't find her book.
Right, exactly. The production forgot to bring it to her.
How do I relate with others?
So, I don't know. I mean, I think that it's too much of a giveaway to say that Cass goes home. I still think that because it's the merge, I pick Steven because my theory this whole time has been Steven is the merge boot from based on his edit. So that's, you know, I'm holding true to that. But Jay, did you have any thoughts when you watched the preview at all?
Guys, I feel Cat. That's why I put her as my pick. She's just going to kind of go off the end. It just seems like she lost herself. But again, it could just be a red herring.
Right. I don't know who else would go, though.
But do they usually show who's... Do they usually give that much clue away that who's going to go?
No.
They do sometimes, but generally it's a red herring.
Unless it's Brandon Hance.
Where they're like, don't worry, guys. And with Colton, too.
Colton.
Don't worry. These people, not going to be around. Please come back next week.
Right.
So, I don't know. I feel like there wasn't a whole lot to talk about.
Besides that, I love this the thing they had with Dietz and his son at the end. I thought that was really sweet.
They did. They talked a little about update.
Did they show his son?
He was there.
Okay.
That he was a real survivor. And I really liked that. And then Jeff gave a link to a website where you can go to sign up to be an organ donor, I guess. That was really nice.
It's on my license, driver's license.
I think mine too. But I'm glad to know that Danny Dietz is doing much better. So, good times.
That's good to know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So
what did Wu say in his confessional?
He said it was really disappointing to go out like that, but he had a great time. I mean, he was good natured about it.
Wu's a class act.
He is a class act.
I mean, I don't think, I mean, you've seen this guy in two shows now. Does anyone not like Wu?
Oh, they love him.
Yeah.
They did call him Weasel Wu. in the very beginning of his season.
Weasel Wu. I don't know. I like Wu.
No, I don't think anybody does. I don't think there's anybody that doesn't like Wu. I'm kind of bummed. I was hoping that we would get, you know, some more Wu throughout the merged tribe into the jury.
It would have been wonderful.
I know. Even if we got him at the jury, we could make a Wu face joke every week. But
oh man, jury would have been perfect because then you would have gotten a Wu face every week.
I'm just glad he wasn't wounded.
His heart might have been wounded.
Yeah. Too soon. That's too soon to talk about the heart right now.
I meant his mom or Abby or something.
Oh, man.
Oh, my God. I almost made it through the episode without being inappropriate.
Well,
let me talk about Joe's body one more time.
That's more oil, Joe.
I'm with Jay. I thought Jeremy has a much better body.
Yeah, Jeremy's. Jeremy's also.
He's just like chiseled. I mean, it's just like, again, how's that happening?
It's like a superhero's body. I don't know.
Yeah. But I thought Spencer was a superhero with the arch nemesis. Captain Chestnerd.
Well, he's more like the Flash.
He is, actually.
That's true. Well, no, he's more like Barry Allen.
Barry Allen, I'm sorry. But I didn't want to spoil who Flash was.
Yes, because Barry Allen is it's unknown that he is.
Because if I say...
Much like Bruce Wayne, nobody knows that he is Batman or Clark Kent is Superman.
Well, it's now Supergirl.
That's true. I got to watch that pilot.
No, you don't.
Anyway. Maybe I'll do that when you guys record your next podcast.
It did well in the ratings.
I've heard that it's done really well.
Well, it was on CBS. It went right after Big Bang Theory, and it was being pushed by CBS all day Sunday. That's all I kept seeing.
It's smart to put it past Big Bang Theory since it's like the...
Yeah, I agree.
All right, well, that is it.
Those people, those old people at CBS that watch CBS can't get up and get the remote, so they can't change the channel.
Exactly. Stupid CBS. All right. Time to thank the patrons that contribute a significant amount and a big thanks to them. Attack from Tokyo, Eric, Eckhart Richter, and Chris O'Brien. Thank you guys very much. If you guys would like to become a patron today, you can over at patreon.com/JayandJack. Check out jayandjack.com for more information. Also, you can send feedback to any calls, questions, comments, and or theories to 385-309-0311.
Calling time.
And you can send an email to lostpodcast@gmail.com and join our Facebook group at facebook.com/group/JayandJack group, where we do have a live discussion for Survivor. Again, check out the most recent Lost podcasts. We have our good friend Rob Cesternino on there.
I thought a very funny podcast.
Yes, it was a lot of fun.
Rob brought his A game.
As he always does. So big thanks for him coming on the show. And that'll do it for this week's Survivor with Jay, Jack, and Colleen. Any last thoughts, Colleen? What do you got?
I'd do Joe first.
Jack, your thoughts?
I don't think I could top that one. I don't think so. I just, you know, because, well, I would have said it too, but Colleen stole my thunder. Gotta like that hair. I don't know what it is.
I guess I'm just left out in the cold.
You got hair, but you don't have that hair.
I have pretty good hair game. It's one of my better strengths, but I don't have Joe hair game.
You couldn't pull off Joe hair.
No. My hair long is horrible. It's greasy. It's horrible.
It would make your head look even bigger.
Yeah.
So I just, yeah. I don't know.
I agree. All right, guys. That is it for this week's show. We'll see you next time. Hasta luego and goodbye.
Bye.
Peace out.